side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Fear. Boy, I get fear. Wind and waves of life can cause fear. They can attack and threaten to overwhelm us to the point where we feel that our boat is already being swamped. These great windstorms, they rage in and around us, coming in many forms, in illness and death, in the often hidden struggles within families. They rage in the experience of racism, which taints so many of our interactions. Our storms are fueled by fear of rejection and failure, fed by the fear of the actions or inactions of our elected officials, as we try and figure out who we are to be to the stranger, to the immigrant, and to the asylum seeker. There is plenty of fear fueling the great windstorms of our lives. And this sailing journey across the Sea of Galilee offers us a metaphor to our own life journey. This sailing journey reflects the vulnerability of our own vessel, the depth of our faith, and our own deep longing to know that someone cares. Caring, or really lack of caring, is what the disciples accuse Jesus of. They don't wake him up with a request for him to save them. They wake him up to accuse him of not caring, of being indifferent to their situation. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" They think this because Jesus is not responding to the storm the way that they are. And so they assume it's because he doesn't care. But of course he cares. Jesus simply chooses to not let fear overtake and control him. When we are in the throes of despair and fear, it helps to know that someone cares. Even if they can't change our circumstances, it helps to know that we are not alone. The disciples in that wind-torn boat needed to know that their teacher, their leader, their friend, they needed to know that he cared. And it's not that hard to sympathize with the disciples' feelings and concern. When we consider the personal tragedies that people face every day, and the global crisis that plague our world, you know, we may wonder if Jesus cares or if he's asleep on the job. Our country is divided over so many issues: immigration, race, gender. Our loved ones are diagnosed with dreadful diseases. Deaths from substance abuse and suicide are at an all-time high. People we love make poor choices, and we watch in pain as they suffer the consequences. There are so many more things beating against us, threatening to swamp our boat, drowning our hopes and dreams. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Yet we still gather here in this place as the people of God to hear the truth of our faith declare that God does care. You hear it in Jesus' response to the disciples. He doesn't dismiss the disciples. Jesus never says there's nothing to be afraid of. Clearly, a storm is raging around them. His response to them of, "Why are you afraid?" is a question about their faith. Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? Of course I care about you. This storm, it's raging, yes, but it will not have the last word. This current crisis doesn't have to paralyze you. Why do you refuse to see who it is here in the boat with you? Jesus rebukes the wind and says to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Those in the boat that day with Jesus were Jewish, and this means that they knew and they knew well the Hebrew scriptures. Watching Jesus calm the sea and silence the wind would have brought images of the stories of Genesis and Isaiah to their minds. They would have made a connection between the power of God alone over the wind and sea and what they had just witnessed. So when Jesus performs this amazing God-like feat, it moves his followers from fear to fear. From fear of the storm to fear of the one in the boat with them. And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Awe can also mean fear. The word carries a sense of respect, but it is respect at a distance, a fearful distance. And you know, if you think about it, what would be more frightening? That a storm was raging, or that someone with three words could silence the storm and calm the sea? Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. I was thinking about that awkward silence that followed as the disciples stood there, jaws dropped, connecting maybe really for the first time Jesus and God. What happened next in that time between the calming of the storm and the sea and the disciples questioning each other about who is this? I imagine Jesus standing there with his arms outstretched, saying, "Bring it in. I know you don't get it. I know this is a lot for you to wrap your human mind around. But this storm, this storm is just one of many that are going to come your way. The wind ceased today, but it won't always. Sometimes the storms will continue to rage around you. Times will be tough. People are going to hate you and persecute you. Your own families are going to disown you for following me. And just when you wonder if you can endure one more storm, you will be martyred for following me. Through it all, have faith. Believe that I care. Know that you are not alone. Know that the one who created heaven and earth is beside you and loves you." When life is chaos, when the winds and waves of life threaten to swamp our boat, it is tempting to wonder, to cry out, "Jesus, don't you care?" Know that Jesus does care. Know that you are never alone. No matter how great the storm blowing around you may be, the God who called you and claimed you in the waters of baptism, the God who died on a cross so that you might live eternally, that God will not leave you, but will hold you through the storm, gently whispering in your ear, "Peace, be still. I love you, and I am right here. I, your God, will have the last word. Trust me to calm the storm within you so that you can face the storms that threaten you from without."